You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome in, Destination Debbie family. It's me, Ty DeClaire44, and today I'm here to give you three trades to try in your Dynasty Fantasy Football leagues before the NFL draft happens this weekend. All of these trades have been exemplified by the great people over in the Destination Debbie Discord, so let's hop in. The first kind of deal that I'm exploring is moving those late 2024 firsts for future firsts. Now, this is not a groundbreaking concept. You've heard of this before, I am sure. If you've been tapped into Destination Debbie or really any other fantasy football broadcast, you've heard this advice before. But I think it's reasonable at each draft class to individually assess where these tiers lie and make bets before we have all the information presented to us. If you wait until you're on the clock, I think there's less of a chance to get these specific kind of deals done as that pick becomes more and more and more defined and the mystery box appeal of the first is taken away. So in the 2024 class, I think you have that wrapped up 101 to 108 range of players. What you get there is one, elite players, two, near elite players, or three, at the very least, access to first round NFL draft capital quarterbacks. I'm not looking to move 101 through 108 for a single future first, but a future first can certainly be involved in any package that I'm trying to do for those picks. I think 1-9 is a unique case where, by all intents and purposes, it's going to be Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. And with the way that the Dynasty Fantasy Football community values wide receivers, I'm not really willing to move that pick for a single future first today. I'd like to get a little something extra there if I can, but really I'm okay with holding on to 1-9. But when we get to 110, 111, 112, that range, I'm very okay with moving that pick one for one for a future first. If I'm moving it for a 2026 first, I'd love to get a little something on the arm, a little something extra to make me feel okay with waiting all that time for that draft pick to come to realization, which our patron HGree56 did here. They moved their 110 for the 26 first and a 2025 third. I like this deal for a couple reasons. One, you take that defined 110. It's the 10th overall selection in the 2024 fantasy football rookie draft. And you're moving that for a future first where one, again, you're deferring that choice. You're getting more flexible because you can use that first throughout the season, but also you're betting against your league mates. Your league mate is mortgaging their future to get your asset today. So you hold that over their head as long as you have that pick. So I always like choices where I can push my choice to the future, remain more flexible, and get out of those defined late pick ranges. So I like what you did here, and I'd encourage everyone listening to just explore, right? I'm sure you have already. Try again as everyone's tapping back into fantasy football and out of the draft is here. Send these out again. See where people lie, right? Try to move those late first for future first. The second deal that I'm exploring is moving those near elite assets in a 10-team league for elite draft capital. Specifically, looking at quarterbacks in a 10-team league. So we've gone over this on previous trade show where 10-team leagues, the quarterback scarcity is not there as it would be in a 12-team or a 14-team league. where arguably the elite quarterbacks could matter more in a 10-team league. Those near elite versus the starting quarterbacks versus the inning eater quarterbacks versus the backup quarterback. The scarcity bit makes that less valuable, in my opinion. So if I have one of those near elite options, I'm very, very willing to move that for an elite pick in the 24 class because of what that can net me. So at the 102, as exemplified in this trade, you're either looking at Caleb Williams, who should insert themselves directly into the Justin Herbert tier of fantasy football assets. So at worst, you're looking at a reroll in an offense that's set up well in Chicago to support fantasy points. Or you're getting Marvin Harrison Jr., or said another way, access to an elite outcome wide receiver. In a 10-team league, I'm much more willing to build around the wide receiver position and find those elite catches there versus building around the quarterback position, because I think I can construct around that. So if I can move off of a Herbert type and move into a 101 or 102, I'm definitely here for it. But to take that a step further, if I can get 1-3, 1-4, and get a little something sprinkled in there that helps my team, I'm still willing to explore that because of what I know is going to be available at those picks. It's not so much about the players. It's about trying to get ahead of trends that you see coming. So for Justin Herbert, for example, we know things have changed with the Los Angeles Chargers offense. You know, by all accounts, Justin Herbert's passing volume should dip as their team becomes more run-centric. What that does for Justin Herbert's passing efficiency is a whole other thing. But with the information I have today, I'm willing to say that Justin Herbert is likely going to have less fantasy points than you'd expect in 2024. And consequently, I'd expect their dynasty value to dip slightly, severely. I'm going to lean on slightly, but I expect that his value will go down. So I want to get ahead of that where I can. So here, if you're giving me access to 1-2, I feel very, very confident doing that. But you can even twist that a little more and make that 1-3, 1-4. And I can still argue my way into that. The other side of this deal talks about moving Kyle Pitts, who, again, I think he's a near elite option at tight end. He could be the tight end one very well. He's been one of the best tight end prospects that we've had in recent memory, and is in a brand new offensive system now that should support his skill set. But even with all that, tight end's not really a market mover in most leagues. Even in, I think in this example, it's a 0.75 tight end premium. You're never really getting what you want for tight ends on the market. So again, if I can move that Kyle Pitts and get into a top five pick where I have access to an elite outcome wide receiver like a Rhone Odunze or Malik Nabers, or if I have a quarterback needy team, re-rolling into quarterback, I'm okay with exploring that. At worst, you can re-roll into Brock Bowers, who, by all intents and purposes, should be right in that Kyle Pitts range. So re-rolling those near elite or lesser assets into elite outcome picks in 2024 is something that I'm trying to do before the draft. Finally, who better talk about Josh Allen? Let's talk about consolidating into the elite of the elite. So if you tap into the recent trade show, check out the YouTube comments. People did not like the Josh Allen for Justin or for Jordan Love swap. So there's much more to that deal, but the people are lower on Josh Allen than what they have been in the past because of very similar to what we just talked about with Justin Herbert. Situations change, the team around him has changed, and you're expecting the volume to come down for fantasy points. I'm not all the way there to be panicked off of my Josh Allen shares, and I see a bit of a trend of these elite outcome quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. I see them as becoming more available for some strange reason as we get further and further away from the 23 season and closer to the 2024 season. So in this deal in particular, we're moving Brock Purdy, who I like Brock Purdy, but at best, he's two or three tiers down from Josh Allen in terms of quarterback. And at that range of quarterback, I'm very willing to throw the 1-4 and that pick to get up to Josh Allen any day of the week. So if you can package a near elite pick and a quarterback and tier up to like a Josh Allen type, you do that every time. But as shown here, I would even go a step further. If I can throw in a late first, even that 1-9 that I said before, I wouldn't trade for a single future first. If I can consolidate this barrage of picks and a lesser quarterback to get into a Josh Allen or an elite outcome quarterback, or again, even a guy like a Chase or a Jefferson, I'm very willing to explore that, especially when my team needs to consolidate. If I'm looking at my team and I have too many picks for roster spots, or I'm pretty well fleshed out and I need to start to move up and consolidate up, I'm very well here to do that. So in this example, Brock Purdy, let's say on your team, you're sitting there with Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, and Justin Fields. On a team like that, I mean, you need to go up at one of those quarterbacks. You have the 1-4, the 1-9, neither of those picks are yours, right? So if you can package up a couple of those picks and just get into a Josh Allen, I'm here for it. You can get a 2-7 tossed in as well as an extra dart throw. I like doing that. I like parking my money in smart spots in Dynasty Fantasy Football. So while the market may be cooling on Josh Allen, I'm not off of Josh Allen yet, right? And if I can move in the right team, in the right league, in the right circumstance, and I can consolidate, especially in these start 11 or less type leagues, give me the shot at the elite of the elite. Let me consolidate. Let me park my money in a smart spot. And that's it. That's all I have for you this week. Hit the like, hit subscribe. Make sure you're tapped in this weekend to the Destination Devi Draft stream. We're going to be there for all of the picks all weekend, breaking down everything, instant reaction, laughs, mock drafts, giveaways, all of it. Over on Underdog, promo code DDD gets you $10 deposit match up to $100. You get a free copy of the Destination Devi Draft Guide, and you get entry into the Destination Devi stream giveaway where there's tons of jerseys, Patreon memberships, all of it to give away. It's going to be an incredible time and incredible value. Make sure you're tapped in. You don't want to miss this. I'll be there. The whole crew will be there. Hope to see you there. And good luck in getting some of these trades done before the draft. We out of this thing. Peace.